Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. I saw the Pixar movie Inside Out. And it has to do with Pixar does such good movies. It's about a young girl, and she must be about 12 years old, and her family is moving from one part of the country to another. It's a traumatic moment, and I don't know how Pixar and Disney do this, but they create these colors and emotions which are inside her brain, which are trying to compete with each other. There's anger. There's paranoia, there's joy, there's sadness, and all of these things, and how sadness works to be a good thing, how joy can be a bad thing at certain times, how different. We talked about this with Gidi Hansen from The Growing Place, who's my guest today, and I just want to just say, if you've heard about the movie and people tell you, oh, it's a really good movie, you got to go see it, and you go, yeah. You got to go see it. It's really, really good. Of all the Pixar movies, this one might be the best. And boy, if you're into things that the Gidi's into, I know she's going to want to go see it. But we're talking a little bit about that because in the film that I'm talking about, Inside Out, the girl is rejected. The girl is rejected over and over again. I think she's 13 years old, and she goes to a new school, and she's rejected by them, her friends, or kind of even, you know, the hockey team that she wants to play for rejects her. She has all these negative memories that are sticking with her from the move. And that's what we were talking about last week, and we're talking about this week, is rejection. Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place, joins me today. Good morning, Gidi.
Good morning.
Yeah, so glad you could be with us.
Thank you.
I want to recap a little bit what we talked about last week, because yes. What you said still sticks with me a week later, and that has to do with the neurology of rejection and how the pain that we feel from rejection and emotional abuse is longer lasting and is as painful as if you got struck with got hit with physical pain.
It's so true. Let me just give you a quick definition for our listeners who maybe didn't hear last week's show about rejection. The definition that I'm choosing is a non-acceptance accompanied by negative attitudes and hurtful words or actions.
Okay.
And we covered three facts last time, and the first one was the one you led with. The same neural pathways in our brains that register physical pain also register rejection.
That's important. I want to emphasize that. In other words, the pain that you feel when you get punched, maybe.
Yes.
The same neurons pass through your brain as if you felt pain from being rejected.
Yeah, the same pathway in your brain.
Okay.
Is utilized. And then it's easier to forget physical pain than it is to forget the pain of rejection.
That's so true.
And it's easier to recover from physical abuse than it is to recover from verbal or psychological abuse.
Mm.
And then the real zinger for me is, because physical pain and rejection use the same neural pathways in the brain, Tylenol can reduce the emotional pain of rejection, according to some studies.
Tylenol.
That's the one they used. So it's acetaminophen, or however you say it.
Right.
Is the one. They didn't try it with aspirin or ibuprofen or any of these other ones, but they did try Tylenol.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So we've kind of recapped where we're at now, and I think it's fair to say that everybody faces rejection at some point in their life, many times. I mean, I think we underestimate how often we get rejected in our lives.
Yeah, it's very often, and that's why, one of the last shows I want to do on the topic is the upside of rejection, how we can flip this thing over and make it a positive, strength-giving thing.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Just move on down the
line
here.
Okay. Well, then the fourth fact, and this is from Guy Winch's book, Emotional First Aid, Healing Rejection, Guilt, Failure, and Other Everyday Hurts. The fourth point is, it is easier to relive or re-experience social pain, such as being rejected in a social setting, than it is to relive or re-experience physical pain.
Okay, I'm trying to think about this. Oh, you know what? I mean, I will tell you, I know that firsthand. When my wife and I were laid off from Action News, It was a very public rejection.
Wow.
And that was enormously painful.
Wow.
And we were bruised and battered over that. And believe me, I would much rather have had somebody give me a good club in the stomach or, you know, cut me off. You know, the pain of the public humiliation, the public rejection was enormously painful.
It is, especially in a social setting. That, like, really cuts deep.
So when we say social setting, we're talking about public rejection, socials, where other people.
Or even in a family or in a classroom or where there's other people involved.
Well, so we're it's not necessarily public, but it's not a private rejection. Somebody comes up to you, maybe, you know, a girl comes up or a boy comes up and says, you know, I don't want to date anymore, you know. But if that person says, I'm not going to date anymore, and then post it on the webpage, I dumped Joni, and I want everybody to know.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
That's really, really hard.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was a senior in high school, I did a lot of dancing. I did ballet and character dancing and folk dancing,
mm-hmm.
and I performed it. And I had 5 recitals coming up. 4 at the School of Ballet, where the academy where I took classes, and 1 at my high school, and it was June, it was the end of the year, it was the culmination. And in the very first recital, my dance partner, who was a female, kicked my foot and broke my toe.
Oh, gee.
Now, she did it unintentionally, but it took me out of that, the remainder of that recital, and all the 4 that were following, and ultimately took me out of dance because I never recovered to get to the place that I was. And I hardly remember the foot pain, but I remember her denial that she had done it.
That's interesting.
And she said that I kicked her, which was not true.
Uh-huh.
And her leg came with such force against my foot. And see, this is just an example of this.
Yeah.
You know?
And we all have these type of examples, I think. We're going to continue talking about rejection and how to cope with it with Gidi Hansen from The Growing Place after this short timeout. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
You know, everything comes down in this world to I believe, one Bible verse. Romans 8, which is... Romans 8, verse 28.
That's it.
Thank you. Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place. She knows her Bible like the, you know,
oh,
like nobody's
so.
Business. Romans 8, verse 28, and the scripture is...
It says, all things work together for good for those who love God, for those who are called... according to his purposes, or something like that.
Right, but basically God makes all things good to those who love him.
Yes.
Essentially, that's it.
Yes.
So there's a condition on it, you know. Anything bad that happens to you will be made into something good, but there's a condition. You have to love him.
You have to love him and follow him and be in his will, and then he'll turn it around for you.
So that's where we have to look at the bright side of rejection and
that's
say,
right.
Okay, I got rejected, but somewhere I love God. This rejection is going to be something good. And I could speak in my life personally that is what's happened in my life. My wife and I mentioned this in the last segment. My wife and I, Kelly Somm, and myself, we used to be at a TV station here in town, and we were publicly rejected by, it was in the newspaper, people were slamming us all up and down the websites, this and that.
Oh,
and
how awful.
It was awful. It was terrible. And but you know what? God makes, you know, all things good to those who love him, and things have turned out good for us. So we've had great blessings, and I think that's one of the things that we're trying to learn about with rejection in talking to Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. Let's just continue the discussion about this.
And item number 5, and this is from Guy Winch's book, Emotional First Aid. Rejection can significantly damage and even destroy self-esteem. When other people devalue us through rejection, we tend to devalue ourselves. And this is especially true for children who look to the adults and the authority figures and even their peers to say, who am I?
Yeah.
Whatever reflection they get back from others, they take into themselves deeply and incorporate into their identity.
Okay, give me an example. So a child is cut from the softball team.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So
maybe with a few unkind words from the manager.
Right.
And then internalizes that. Uh-huh. And begins to believe that about himself or herself. Or a mother tells a child, you know, I never wanted a boy. I always wanted a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I never wanted a girl. I always wanted a boy. Uh-huh. You know, that can be so damaging to a young child.
We have to be so careful with the words we use when we talk
yes.
to people. And people
yeah.
just are not. But I mean, that's nothing new, though, is it?
No.
I mean, people have always been cruel.
Yes, ever since the fall.
Yeah. People are not afraid to give their opinions and... Yeah, that is sad, especially when it's young people. So
self-esteem, you know, esteem means value.
Uh-huh.
And to be devalued is one of the hugest emotional blows an individual can suffer.
Yeah, I remember one time just before I was going to be let go of a job back in my 20s, somebody told me, sometimes you have to fail before you succeed. And I thought, okay, this person's letting me down easy. And that was the way to do it.
Yes.
You know, and say, well, you're just not ready for this job yet. You're too young. We brought you up too soon. You know, you're trying to be in the major leagues. You need rookie ball a little bit more.
Yeah.
You're not ready
yeah.
for that, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the way to reject somebody. You know, sometimes you have to fail before you succeed. So there was hope. You're going to succeed.
Yes.
And I think maybe I wish people were more sensitive to that and say, you know, this is it closed here. There's going to be another door open for you. But sometimes people aren't like that. Sometimes it's hard to understand when you see cruelty and the people are
yes.
cruel to people.
And I do want to add something. It's okay for us to choose our friends, to mm-hmm. choose our employees,
mm-hmm.
to choose who we want to hire and fire and who we want in our lives and who we don't want in our
right.
lives. I mean, just because somebody wants to be your friend doesn't make them entitled to it.
I agree with
especially
you.
If they've been abusive.
Mm-hmm.
So... there is a boundary there where you can just let somebody know that, you know what, you're not going to be my friend anymore.
And sometimes rejection has nothing to do with someone's personality. It has to do with their skill level for a particular job.
Exactly.
And say, you know, it has nothing to do with you as a person or the value. You're just not right for this particular position, but there is something else for you that you can be successful and succeed at.
Yes.
And I just think that I think that sometimes our society just is a little unaware of what the words that people have and how it affects
you know,
them.
I don't watch television and I haven't seen it for years and years, but every once in a while in an airport or somewhere, it comes through. And because I'm not desensitized, I am amazed at the level of disrespect, dishonoring,
uh-huh.
and bad language that people use. And I'm not talking about cussing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about hurtful language. I just watched a little clip of a talk show, and the host was so abusive to the
uh-huh.
guest.
Right.
And I thought, you invited this person, and now you're abusing him.
You invite somebody to give you an opinion,
yeah.
their opinion. You don't agree with their opinion. So why did you invite them to give their opinion if you're just going to abuse them because it wasn't the opinion you shared with them?
Yeah, and in the one that I saw, it was not even an opinion. It was the banter they had.
Mm-hmm.
And the guest was shocked, like...
We're talking about rejection. Do you think that there's, I mean, you've been around a while. You're about my age. I mean, have you seen a coarsening of the way people treat each other in our society? Has it gotten worse or has it always been like this?
No, I think it's become much more coarse.
Uh-huh.
I really do. We just got back from Texas and the culture in Texas is a lot different than the culture in California.
How so?
They are much more polite there. They're much mm-hmm. more gracious. They're much more considerate.
Mm-hmm.
They're really more social. We have mm-hmm. more antisocial speech and behavior in California than I experience in Texas.
Yes.
And this has nothing to do with a person's religious belief system.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the culture.
Yeah.
And coming back to California is always a little bit of a shock to me because of that.
We're going to take a break. Don't reject us. Come back and join us for the final segment of this program. We're talking to Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. If you'd like to give her a call to talk about various matters, The Growing Place is professional counseling, life coaching, and education. Freedom within reach. That's the mantra. Her number is 588-0448. We'll be right back. Wrap up today's chat after this break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place, professional counseling, life coaching, and education. We've been talking about rejection today. We did last week, and we will again next week as well, about it happens to all of us many times in our life. Actually, it happens in almost every walk of life. We're going to be rejected in some form, some fashion, and how you're rejected depends on how it's going to affect you the rest of your life. So a tip, if you're going to have to reject somebody, do it in a nice, kind, loving, understanding way so that those memories are not kept with that person and it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's going to be a negative reminder or memory in their life. It could be something that will be viewed upon as a positive in their life if as time goes on, if the person is rejected in a kind, loving, Christian way. Gidi, let's move on. We're talking about how point number six, rejection undermines our need to belong.
Yes. And when we get rejected, you know, we all have a need to belong. We all have this social need. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's inbuilt by God, or if you don't believe in God, by the process of evolution. Mm-hmm. And rejection undermines that. And so what mm-hmm. happens is we end up being isolated even from people who are not rejecting us.
So somebody rejects you, and then you have a... Because we all have, you know, we try not to compartmentalize, but to some degree there's compartmentalization in our lives, although everything ultimately overlaps.
And that's a survival mechanism, by the way.
Right. So you're rejected in this walk of life. Let's say your job, okay? You don't get a promotion, you get demoted, you get fired. How is that going to affect you're being accepted in your family, you're in your friends, in your community, in your church even? I mean, how is that going to affect that?
Well, what one thing it'll do right away is cause the individual to withdraw and isolate.
Uh-huh.
And that's a survival mechanism.
You know, why is that?
Because when we're wounded, even animals do this. When you're wounded, you want to go off to a corner and cut out all stimuli and cut out all possibility of further wounding, and you just want to tend to yourself and heal.
Well,
that's okay. But sometimes then we stay isolated. Uh-huh. Then we tell ourselves, well, I'm never going to take that risk again.
Or
I don't know if I want to apply for that kind of job again. Well, I guess I'm done in that business. And and then we start making decisions that are based on emotion and not rational thought. And we start undermining ourselves.
Well, maybe a better example of this would be a marriage, where somebody is going to then draw back and say, well, you know, you hurt me. You said something physically, verbally, which really hurt me and caused me a lot of pain. I'm going to go hide in the bedroom or in the bathroom or the closet or wherever in the backyard, and I'm going to isolate, which is normal.
That's normal for a certain period of time.
Okay. But then that person could let that be a weapon against the person who did.
Which then it turns into psychological abuse.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So You can't when you get hurt, you know, you recoil.
Yes.
You it's a survival mechanism, but at some point you need to come back out.
You need to come back out with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you may have had a friend for many years that you thought was a really good friend,
mm-hmm.
and then you realize that this person was not a good friend,
mm-hmm.
and you need to make a firm boundary line with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, you know, it's absolutely okay to do that because that friend was actually psychologically abusing mm-hmm. you and you were not aware of it. So if you're in an abusive situation, do not be afraid to cut that person out of your life.
It's kind of like, you know, a boxer who goes into the ring, gets pummeled, recoils, says, you know, I got to get some defense and kind of rethink things and then get back out and fight again with a new strategy.
Perhaps.
Something like that.
Yeah. But, you know, if we're talking about relationships, mm-hmm. you may consider, I don't want to be the partner of this person who's punching me all the time.
I'm talking about boxing in terms of going into a defensive mode,
yes.
and then saying, I'm going to come back out and continue to try to be successful.
In other words, I'm going to still keep engaging. Not isolate.
Yeah, maybe yes. boxing, because, you know, maybe that wasn't the perfect example. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, we need to understand we have a need to belong, and that's okay, and that's good. And we need to understand, you know, even Jesus told us that we will be rejected. If we love him, we're going to be rejected. We're going to be dragged to court. We're going to have to defend ourselves before the government. They may imprison some of you. They may kill some of you. These are all severe forms of rejection. And in those moments, we need to decide, whose rejection do I fear more, the rejection of man or the ultimate rejection of God, because I deny his name? Mm-hmm. So those are issues we need to consider as we consider the issue of rejection. Some forms of rejection we allow to happen because we want to avoid the greater rejection.
Sometimes when people get rejected, they just need some time away by themselves. And when you're saying rejection undermines our need to belong, it can isolate us, even from people who are not rejecting us. I think it could even isolate us, I'd go further, even from people who are trying to help us.
Oh, definitely.
You know, people come and say, I want to help you. I'm your buddy. I'm your friend. I don't think anything of badly about you because of this rejection. I think you're the greatest. But that person is still saying, their self-esteem is down. Their confidence is down. They don't want to talk to anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that would, you know, if one of the listeners is in this situation, or if these things are kind of resounding with a listener, it would be a good time to see a therapist and work some of this out.
Right. It's a good time to mention the Growing Place phone number is 588-0448, professional counseling, life coaching, and education. We have just a few more minutes left in this particular show. In fact, we have no minutes left in this show. I just heard the music in my headset.
Oh, okay.
We're done for today.
Okay.
Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll continue our discussion on rejection next Wednesday with Gidi again. And her phone number, 588-0448. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you next time.